This is Dr. Singh. I'm dictating from West Bloomfield Health and Rehabilitation Care Center. Patient's first name is Timothy, T-I-M-O-T-H-Y. Last name is Spiro, S-P-I-R-O. Date of birth 9/15/1950. Date of evaluation 7/11/22. Next paragraph. Chief complaint, psychiatric evaluation requested from management of patients increased confusion, agitation, delusional thinking, next paragraph, history present illness. This is a 72 years old male who is familiar to me. I had last seen him on June 27, 2023. I discussed his condition with the nursing staff and also spoke to his wife, Terry, T-E-R-I, Spiro, extensively. Staff reports that patient sleeps poorly, exhibits increased confusion at night, gets agitated, paranoid, restless, and very difficult to be managed at times. Patient's wife, Terry, acknowledged the severity of patient's behavioral problems and stated that patient is often paranoid and talks about being kidnapped and held hostage, and often is very delusional and can get belligerent and most recently demanding that nighttime caregiver not be allowed to come to his room. Peter staff reports that patient was looking for his Corvette and sometimes wants to dress up in the middle of the night and go to work or go home. Peter patient's wife reports a new placid decreased patient's hallucinations. Period as Zyprexa dose was recently increased to 7.5 milligram HS by Dr. Guido, G-U-I-D-O-T. He's also on Clonopin 2 milligram HS. Here during my evaluation, he was sitting in a chair. He was calm but had no recollection of recent fall or wanting to leave the building or asking for his Corvette. Wife reports that he used to have a Corvette long time ago. Patient has a sitter with him. Patient vaguely admits to experiencing hallucinations at times. But was unable to elaborate on that. Patient did not seem to recall seeing me. He could not tell me today's date and exhibits impairment in recent memory. Period, he exhibits poor safety awareness and remains at high risk for falls due to his cognitive impairment. Next paragraph. Intermedical social family history, last visit 6/27/2023. check a review of medical family, social history, ticket, no changes. Next paragraph, medical history, no changes, social history, no changes. Family history, unremarkable. Next paragraph, medical record, lab, diagnostic text, review, check chart, nursing. Family, I spoke to patient's wife, Terry, T-E-R-I, extensively. Next paragraph, current psychotropic medication, see medication page number 1. Nuplazid, N-U-P-L-A-Z-I-D, number 2. Olanzapine, number 3, Clonopin. Next paragraph, blood pressure 128/82, pulse 79, respiration 17. Next paragraph, constitutional, done, grooming, fair motor movements, weakness, stature, sitting in a reclining chair, gait not tested, level of consciousness alert, demeanor cooperative at this time but can get uncooperative and agitated, affect constricted, mood, euthymic speech, dysarthric thought processes, periods of confusion, suicidal homicidal ideation, deny suicidal or and homicidal ideation. Psychotic symptoms are paranoid thinking, delusional ideas, and possible visual hallucinations. Fond of knowledge, fair judgment, poor insight, poor orientation to person with a normal place, with a normal time impaired, attention concentration impaired, sleep problems, initiating sustaining appetite, fair assessment and plans, neurocognitive disorder with Lewy body, G31.83. Number 2, Parkinson's disease, G20. Number 3, psychotic disorder with the delusional thinking due to known physiological condition, F06.2. Plans continue. Nuplazid. Here, I discuss with patient's wife extensively regarding trial of discontinuation of olanzapine and switch him to Seroquel 25 mg twice a day at 1 p.m. in HS. Here, I also left a message for attending a physician to contact me if needed. Number 4, anxiety disorder due to known physiological condition, F06.4. Plans, PCP also started patient on Clonopin PRN. Monitor for excessive sedation. Orders and procedure 99310. This is the end of dictation.